Shoot your brains.
Give me some of the goo.
Why would you say that while I'm drinking whiskey?
Shoot your brains.
Oh, I need some of the goo.
It's not Mike's time, but it is.
It's not Mike's time, but it is. To the pool. 4-3.
All range mode.
Morning, buddy.
What's up?
I only got 2% battery life.
Alright.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Alright.
Hello.
How's it going, everybody? We're gonna do things a little bit differently today. We have a Wii U launch adventure for you. So sit back, relax, grab some corn, and enjoy the ride. This is the Wii U Launch Special Edition of the All Range Mode Podcast.
All this fog. See anybody? Oh, it's deserted. Russ is deserted. No line. Ooh-wee. I do kind of want to drive around Russ briefly and try and feel out the scene.
Gotta be where we gotta go.
Yeah, just, you know, try and. Maybe there's some people in their cars that are waiting. I mean, if it doesn't open until much later, don't fail me now. My pro controller will soon have a home. Excited about that. It's deserted. As if it doesn't even open today. Well, we can at least get the...
Hello.
We can at least get the hours. See what time this place opens. None of these employees have cars. Attention Toys R Us customers, the Wii U's we have at this location are for pre-sale only. Are pre-sales only. Thank you, Toys R Us Management. Well, that sucks. There's not going to be a line. Fuck.
Okay, here's the hours.
Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's extended holiday hours. You think that's what we're into right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Alrighty. Alright, we'll see you at 9. Russ? Too bad there's not going to be a freaking line. Ugh. Turn it into our first potential location, which is Future Shop. Oh, Future Shop. Alright. So it's really, really foggy today. So you can't see if anything's going on without driving right up to the building. See one van with the lights on. with the lights on.
With the lights on.
We've got
nobody.
We got nobody at this one either.
Well, I mean, they open the latest.
No one cares about Wii U. This is true. So, what are you gonna do if there's no lines at all?
It will not be mine.
You're just gonna ask for your $50 back?
Mm-hmm.
That is a path that I cannot follow you down. Here's the thing. I don't think you should ask for your deposit back. Because you're in a situation where you can essentially sell a product that you don't own.
The deposit?
No, I mean, you could put a Wii U on Kijiji or whatever you need to.
Yeah.
And then as soon as somebody bites, you go to Toys R Us, buy it, and then flip it right away.
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially, that's what I plan to do with my second unit. EB Games, we got nothing. No line at all. Oh, wow, we should have went and saw, like, if it's...
Oh, that's what you're doing with your second one? So you're just going to buy the one today?
Just buying the one today, unless we can sell it. It's just, jeez, it's so foggy. Moment of truth. We got some waiters.
Okay, here we go.
We got a couple waiters here.
I'll always remember you. Like a child, girl.
Do you guys have it all? Do you have it pre-ordered?
No.
No?
We're all waiting in line.
Yeah? And is it...
They said that they got quite a bit, so if you're right, I'd say 10 is soon.
Is that the deluxe one?
Yes.
I'm not supposed to be here, so...
There's no way... Everyone says they don't know how many deluxe and how many basic.
Yeah?
The only thing I heard was 20 total. No idea.
I just wait in line. You don't know until you try, and there's not that many people yet.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
It's a real fucking crowd up there, eh? There's some ugly fucking people in that line, yeah.
Holy shit. Oh! Yeah. Did you see the blonde woman giving us the inside scoop?
Yep, yep, yep.
I just got shit on my phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not do that same fucking thing to me today? Like an hour ago?
Yeah, I was like, Doug, can I see your phone for a second?
Do you want to check EB again?
Sure.
Were you recording the conversation?
Yeah, kinda. But I don't know if the phone won't pick her voice up, though.
What if you get like a few words in it, just so you can hear her talking?
Yeah.
Not necessarily what she's saying.
You should try it. You should just come and wait in line. We don't know. That big monster. Like, he was excited to talk about it.
He really like, was.
Is it only the deluxe ones? Oh.
Well, you see here, we're hoping for deluxes. Yep. Yep, yeah.
Nobody knows.
We're out here, nobody knows. It's 8 a.m. hoping for a nice deluxe.
You know, just get in line. We heard like 20 maybe. We heard, I don't know.
No one knows.
It's still deserted at EB.
Sorry to cut you off. Are you interested to go to Walmart and see if there's a line?
On Doogie?
Yeah.
Yes, I am interested. Having a smoke on your way into Walmart, eh? Harley Davidson woman. What are you buying today?
There's some fucking bruiser just roaming the streets today. Holy shit, I forgot about the Don's in there.
I don't even think I've ever eaten in that Don's.
Oh, I have. They've got blacklisted items.
I made the mistake of watching...
The Legos, at least.
I made the mistake of watching a Taco Bell employee make my food. And it's like, I don't know what those hands are doing. And they're just
the one
like,
at the mall?
Yeah, the one at the mall.
Kyle and I were there, like, last Friday, and we were just like, imagine there's staff meeting. Just looking at the monitor. That one girl who wears the tensor bandages on her arm. That one, like,
apple pie for dessert.
Okay, we really need to keep recommending the apple pie for dessert. We've been doing it for the past 10 fucking years.
We're so good and they're so bad, right?
So yeah, this is gonna be a bleak state of affairs if they're just available. Hello.
Hi.
Kyle and I were walking through Zellers, one of the remaining Zellers stores, and oh no, it's sold out. That's good news. Looking around.
My neighbor said she found out about it.
Hi. That's good. Due to limited quantities, the Wii U is not available for purchase. We have sold pre-orders on the Wii U and are currently sold out. Future shipments are expected. Please inquire within. We apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused. Mario U, $58.
Nintendo
Land, $58. Alrighty. Good. I'm glad it's sold out. Yeah, was there Wii U's in the store today?
Yeah, but we only have it for pre-orders. That's it. We were getting a new shipment.
There was no walk-ins?
No.
No walk-ins available? We got 16, yeah.
So, we should be getting a shipment by next Thursday.
Wii U console sold out. Good. Good, I'm glad. I'm glad it's sold out. No games on display, eh?
It's still $50.
Check this out.
Nintendo Land.
Oh, there we go.
Put the controller on the cover art.
Who knows the marketing imbeciles at Nintendo? They're so bad at it.
They really are. Why isn't that 3 cents cheaper?
Who knows?
Vita.
Every day, Vita? Are you fucking kidding me?
It's the best thing ever, man.
Shut up. Vita?
Have you played it? I just mean the specs of it. It's a fucking PS3.
It's so not. Powerful. It's not.
It's pretty amazing.
I can hear the PlayStation marketing speaking through you. Oh, it's not a PS3. Black Ops. Have you heard about Black Ops on that thing? The campaign is 5 levels. Each level lasts 8 to 10 minutes. You can beat that game in half an hour.
That sounds awesome.
Fuck you.
Okay, I'm not just trying to say it on it, but picture how much fun, clearly it's not going to port. Wouldn't you rather last to
do something? So how did that all go with the Wii U's today?
Sold them all. So.
Yeah, real quick, eh?
Oh, yeah.
We had numbers
within the first hour.
Did you have, the first hour. How long have you been open?
We were open at 7.
Holy crap. Wow.
By 8 o'clock, you're all gone.
We've never gotten any black ones.
You only had white and they still sold out?
Yeah.
We only had 8.
8 white ones.
Yeah. What Nintendo does is they send what they want, where they want.
Basically.
Yeah.
So we kind of get whatever they send to us.
Cool, so cool. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Did you hear that, eh? The basic set.
How's it going? Hope you're enjoying the show so far. So as we were leaving the superstore, Doug got a phone call. Have a listen.
I've got a brown leather jacket and I'll be in a gray Nissan. But I'm headed there now, so I'll be waiting early just to make sure everything's good and whatever. Okay. Alright, great. Thanks, man. I'll see you soon. Bye. Got my extra hundy.
Good. So just 5, eh? You got 5 for it?
That's all I ask, Joe. Pays for my Tantive. I'm not a greedy man.
No, I want...
I've never been a greedy man.
I
a simple man. I'm hoping for...
Sure enough, we met Doug's new friend outside of Toys R Us, and to our... surprise, He was in a wheelchair.
Like, I set my alarm for 5:30 to go to Walmart, and I woke up at 6:30, and I'm like, ah, I'm so out of it.
Yeah. And then, we were just at Walmart. They were all sold out.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I called at 7:07. They're like, yeah, there's a huge line. They're sold out. And then I'm like, I went on Kijiji, and he replied. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
It's worth an extra $100 for me. I don't care.
Yeah, right on.
How's it going? What's your name, bro?
Joe Maria.
Joe Maria?
Yep.
You got two.
Oh, yeah, you got two, huh?
Well, I have one. One of those is for my nephew.
Yeah?
Can I... Like, how does that work as far as...
You don't have to take my both right now if you don't want.
Well, I think I'm sitting pretty. They assured me at Toys R Us that they were going to just hold it in the back. It's going back up into storage. So I'll work Kijiji and maybe ask some people.
Hit the ground.
Over the next couple of hours, yeah. And,
meantime, enjoy your new Wii U.
I will. Thank you. I should just open that bitch up, see if Nintendo Land has a SKU on it, then truck it right into Walmart.
Walmart's easy to scam, too.
I am going to do that. I'm going to open this bitch up.
Dude, the people at the return department at Walmart have no fucking clue what comes in the deluxe version of Wii U. You know? They're just going to go, oh,
they might.
Game. It's going to be some fat old lady.
If it has a SKU on it, it's easy. My mom, or my sister, You know, I bought the deluxe bundle for my nephew, and my sister bought Nintendo Land. She didn't know it was included. I need to exchange this for another game. I don't have the receipt because my sister didn't give one to me.
Yeah.
My sister has the receipt. And they'll just be like, that's fine. I mean, it's still in the packaging. So, oh, I wonder if it's not sealed, I'm screwed.
I'm sure it's sealed. Why would it not be sealed?
In shrink wrap? Why would it be in shrink wrap?
Why would it not be in shrink wrap? Because it's like, you seal something when you make it.
You know, I don't
know.
Send
someone a fucking loose box. Open that bitch right now. I'm sure it's
sealed. I'm opening it right now. Yeah. Okay. Put the keys right there.
Alright, so I'm opening up my Wii U gaming system.
Wait. Before you open it.
This box looks like it's been through hell and back.
Does it?
Yeah, it's got some... Before I open it, what?
Okay. So we've got the exclusive digital promotion sticker. That's only in the deluxe.
I don't know.
Nintendo Land included.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I'm even gonna... Like, I'll be buying arcade games, and Fit Trip Runner will be out in January. So they're... Ooh, nice little symbolic for... Pull this one out first.
The box is very heavy.
Nintendo Land, let's
sealed.
Sealed, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. It has a SKU.
And a SKU. Joey, you just got yourself a free copy of Mario, baby.
Oh, that's so good. Free. Up at the price on the house. Thanks, Nintendo. Thanks for not putting a stupid
not
for resale. I will be walking directly
into
Walmart.
It does say not for resale on it.
Where?
Motherfucker.
You think
you're
Walmart's
fine.
Gonna notice?
No, you're fine. They will not notice.
Alright, well. So let's go fucking scam our Nintendo Land. Get a free copy of Mario.
And play this motherfucker.
Yes.
Ooh, baby, I love you way every day. I want to be with you night and day.
Shit. This is probably so much fun. I should just go buy Mario and hope for the best. And keep this one as well.
You really should, dude.
I can't afford it.
Rather than do that, you should buy that new fucking... We don't have a Wiimote. And I'm pretty sure a lot of this needs a Wiimote.
I think only the Metroid one needs a remote. And it needs the Wii Motion Plus remote.
Fuck that.
I'm returning it. You know what? Yeah, it would be fun, but... I'm not interested in this kind of game. So, fuck you, Nintendo Land. You're going directly to...
Oh my god.
What did you do?
I turned it on.
How the fuck is that on? turned on the TV, yeah. Well, but this is its own thing, right?
You have to have the Wii on.
Yeah, so it's just going to display that message until you...
Can you turn it off? It's freaking me out.
It's fine.
Oh, Doug. What did you do?
It's fine. I just turned it on. I'm sure it shuts off in a minute.
Turn on the TV and the Wii U console. Okay, so this has obviously some... I mean, hitting power before your Wii U's plugged in is not going to break the gamepad. I'm just, I'm so, like, geeked out right now that I can't even think straight.
Let's go get Mario and play the fucking thing.
You know what else I need? Some, a good headset for this thing. So I can directly off the TV and plug in the headphones. I mean, it uses regular headphones, which is nice. The, Xbox.
Oh, there you go.
The Xbox has a property, property drive for its headphones.
Yeah.
So you have to get something that works with that, but I can just plug any headphones into this beast.
That is cool.
Sony uses any Bluetooth.
Sony's is only Bluetooth?
Any Bluetooth. That's
any Bluetooth?
Work, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that I can just plug in my headphones. All right. So, well put. Let's go play this motherfucker. TV control, too. That's going to be cool. Netflix, they delayed a week.
Yeah,
so I will not be watching Danflix
on
today.
Oh, shit. He gave us a password last night. What was it?
Daniel.
It's going to be embarrassing if they are on to the scam. And they're just like, no, you got this out of the box.
Scamming is all about, man.
Yes.
That's the risk you take in getting what you want.
Yeah, we do have to keep the scamming coming, so let's go. Let's give it a shot. Hi, Maria. I have to exchange this.
I'm sorry, is there something wrong with it?
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
You have a receipt, right?
No. I just need, like, store credit. Like, my, it's for my sister. She bought the deluxe version, and it comes with that game. And she didn't know, so she bought it. What do you mean?
It won't go through our system, so I won't be able to exchange it for you.
What do you mean it won't go through the system?
What I'm saying is,
yeah.
It doesn't ring up. So, without the receipt, I won't be able to do anything.
Can you see this?
It won't ring up.
What? But she bought this from here.
Okay, do you have the receipt?
No, but like it's in the packaging, I figured.
What do you mean?
My sister has the receipt.
Okay.
So I just want to, like, I just want to exchange it and get a different game.
Okay, I don't understand. It doesn't go through our system, so I can't exchange it and I can't have him return it.
I don't understand because she bought it from here, though.
Unless you have a receipt, I can't take this back. It doesn't go in our system.
I don't get what that means.
It means that it's not found anywhere in our system, so.
Do you want to grab one off the shelf and scan it?
No.
Why not?
Because that's not the one you brought in.
What do you mean?
This is the one you brought in.
Yeah, that's the one she bought.
This is the one you brought in here.
Yeah.
So this is the only one I scanned. I don't scan one off our shelf.
I don't understand why it's not scanning, that's all. Is there something wrong with the... Like, it came out today. Is it possible it's just not in there or something like that?
No. No. What is it that you're trying to say?
She bought the thing. It comes with that game. And she also bought the game as well. She didn't know. So I'm just returning one. I want to get a different game.
Okay. So you're saying she bought the whole unit.
Yeah, and she didn't buy the Wii U here.
Mm-hmm.
She bought the game here.
Okay.
So that a copy of that game comes in the box, and she didn't know that. So she also bought this.
Okay.
So I just want to exchange it for a different game. The receipt for the game?
Yes.
No, I've returned stuff here without the receipt before. I didn't know that I needed it.
Okay, if it goes
in... I don't want cash or anything. I just want to grab a different game.
Okay, do you want to talk to them? It doesn't go in our system. Sure.
I don't know what that means. It doesn't go in the system.
If it's not ringing in our system, which is the barcode in the UPC, it means that it's not our product.
Is it? Can we do one more thing?
Sure.
Can we check if the UPC matches the one that you have in your store?
We can check that, sure. Would you want to come back with me to electronics?
Sure. Thanks for your help. I've been running around all morning figuring this stuff out. I was actually in here earlier.
Yeah, they are different UPCs.
What?
See, 90300 is the one that you... No, 90306 is the one that you gave us, and then this one's 90300.
What's the difference?
You see right here? 306-300.
Yeah, see, this is all confusing me, because, like, she was here and she bought it. Can I see that for a sec? Sorry, this is the one
so
I bought.
So you're returning it?
Yeah. Oh, I just want to exchange it for a different game.
Yeah, but is this the one that came in the box?
I brought the wrong one.
Because there's one that comes in the box, and there's one...
Is that...
Because if you bought a black one,
yeah,
that
that's
came
the thing.
In the box.
That's the thing. She found the black one, right?
Yeah.
And then...
Then you have to return the one that has our UPC.
Yeah.
Because that
I'm
one
so
could
stupid.
Be the one out of the box.
I brought the wrong one.
Okay. This is our 306? No, ours is 300.
300
is yours.
Okay.
So if you can bring
So I
got to
bring back the one with that SKU on it?
Yep. And then we can return that one.
I'm so stupid.
It's no problem.
Yeah, she just kept saying, like, it's not reading it. I didn't understand that. Well, that was a complete failure. Complete and utter embarrassing failure. So, I mean, it's looking pretty bleak. It's unlikely that I'm going to get 100%, but my inside man at EB Games has assured me that he will accept the trade-in for store credit, and I will get $25 off of my Mario U.
Does it have to be sealed?
Does what have to be sealed?
When you trade it into him?
No, they're taking it in as a used copy.
Oh, okay.
So that's that. It does say not for resale, but I'm really hoping that they help me out on this one. I mean, come on. Where should I buy my Mario U? Oh, the line. They must have only had three. Fuck, and everybody else left.
Let's go ask.
Yeah, crank that window down. Actually, you know what? I'm just going to get out.
Get out.
Hold on. What's the deal? They only had three?
15.
They had 15.
Oh, 15?
15 of the deluxe, and I don't know how many of the other ones.
Yeah, they might have white ones left.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So they just handed out the sheets, and then everyone kind of...
Yeah.
Went to McDonald's?
Yeah, wherever.
Yeah. So there was 15. Was anybody without? Was anybody left without? How many of you guys are standing out here?
Two people actually showed up not long ago.
And got the last two.
I think they're
the last. That weren't even waiting. They just pulled up.
I think they're the last two. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah?
Yes, I thought he said it was the last two, but you might, I don't know, want to check to see, maybe.
That's okay. You guys got the deluxe version?
Yeah.
Right on. All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. This is fantastic. Maybe it's just because I'm so exhausted from the hard partying we did last night, but...
Oh, I had so much fun last night. That was a lot of fun.
No one's feelings got hurt. Everybody got along.
It's too bad we got kicked out of the pool.
Yeah.
Hey, EB's open.
We just got kicked out of the pool. It's
Remember how mad we were at that guy? And we were just instantly became racist? I think we were all joking, though.
Yeah.
Like, the thick racism was part of the... We're a bunch of idiots running around like children. And as soon as someone's like, you guys can't do that. What? Fuck you.
Well, you're gonna give me my money back?
I'm trying to give the head desk, like, pushback on that. Like, well, it's not even your pool and we're getting kicked out. What? Well, I was just in the lobby waiting for Shelby.
Okay, guys, get out of here.
I didn't like the big man, though. I mean, I wasn't asking for anything. I was just saying, are you getting a lot of pushback with that pool? And one of the big security guards is like, you got something to say, faggot? Where are we going, EV? Trade this thing in? It's trading.
What I do, act most stupidly.
I'm gonna act mo.
Well, I made my nut.
No, I will give you this win for in a way less. I will be 100%
less. Can I try that?
You didn't try the Walmart game?
I tried. It was a complete failure. I managed to hold on to my dignity a little bit. It's like, oh, I brought the wrong one. But it was a complete another embarrassing failure. Do you have Mario? You? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Don't party just yet.
News, we opened the new controller.
This can just be like a sample for your next podcast. Like, it can go on the beginning of it.
Shut the fuck up, man. All right, I can do whatever.
Hey, sit near.
Oh, the flash isn't on.
But the flash?
How can you turn the flash on in a video?
Can you do it mid-video?
Someday I can let sound. To let it all come out.
You can't see anything.
Stop that video.
Baby
you can put
these.
The flash.
This Shelby's baby toes?
You can put the flash on.
No way.
No flash. No, Doug.
I'm going to camera and trying to put the flash on the camera.
No, the camera. You have to switch it back, and then before you press record, put the.
Yeah.
Oh my.
If I know,
there's no way. That was my fault. That's my fault.
Are we going there?
Let's go.
You guys want to go to Costco?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Shut up. There, flash on. Now hit record. Alrighty. So.
Here we
are.
Kyle.
Hey, are we good? Is one of you has to.
We got our free scammed Elrons, four-pack.
Oh, yeah,
of them.
Four-pack.
Somebody put one of those together.
$25 value. Hey, for the keep my scamming coming section of the podcast.
Hey,
$25, motherfucker.
I'm not going to sell mine, so who wants to put this together while while we unbox the...
You're not going to sell it?
No, I'm going to give
I want the... I want his sword.
Don't rip
there's
the
a rip. There's a
don't
rip in there.
The packaging, Kyle.
All right.
Okay. It's perforated. God damn it.
On to bigger news.
Yeah, so we've got the Pro Controller for Nintendo Wii U. Picked it up, so we're going to unbox this thing.
Which one are we unboxing first?
Well, that'll just get... That there. We've unboxed
the Elrond figure. This is limited only to the pre-order purchase of LEGO Lord of the Rings.
Got
his
hair.
His hair. That's his hair.
It's blurry as all hell.
Akulang unong kolangala.
Agalakalakalas.
Who is this character?
Elrond.
That Elrond scene in Fellowship.
It's
Keanu Reeves.
Agent Smith?
Keanu Reeves.
Agent Smith?
All right, Kyle, put that thing together.
You
gotta put the cape on once and then fold it over.
Oh my god. Give it to me here.
No.
Trade him up.
No, I want to do it. Cape.
You're doing it wrong, though.
All right. Put the cape on. I just want the sword. Wait, let me put the head on.
You put the cape on where?
On the head hole. Put
like
one.
There?
Put, okay, no, okay,
get,
so put that
close
one on
for
that. Get a close up of that.
Oh,
get,
I see.
Watch the head.
I thought those
his face
Elrond.
His face Elrond.
All right. And then fold the other one on top of it.
What?
That one goes on top too. So it makes a nice crisp cape.
Get on.
Oh.
Now put the head
now
on.
Now put the head on,
which Chad will gift you. Back that bitch up.
Wait, this is impossible. The hair is fucking huge.
Oh, his cape just fucked his hair.
I ruined it.
His hair just fucked his cape.
Take it back.
Take it back. I want my money back.
I want my free money. Oh, his head came off. Here. His head came off his hair. Okay.
All right.
Now legs.
Now that the legs. Legs attached to the lower half of the body.
There we go. Put that sword in his hand.
That's a nice price.
He's got cape stuck in his ass.
Oh.
Gala, gala, gala.
Cast it into the fire.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Let me get a close-up of those elf ears. Turn them to the right. And to the left.
Can we take a quick video of him underneath the tire as you back up?
Now.
Sure.
On to the sweet time.
So this is not compatible with Wii. Only on Wii U, your Wii U gaming system.
It's currently useless.
Yeah, currently. So Wii U's not out yet. But
don't say the box ripped that fucking
thing. They're selling these. Well, we're going to open it. Nice. Oh, you know what I get? Nintendo points for my online Nintendo.
Nice.
Yeah. Every SKU gets some Nintendo points that I can spend on cool Nintendo gear.
You're talking Club Nintendo?
Club Nintendo points.
Right, balls!
So this is, like, pretty hard to open there.
I thought you meant, like, actual...
Oh, okay, so.
Like Microsoft points.
Yeah, I thought meant Microsoft points.
No, Nintendo points. Hey, have you in kind of a nice packaging? Here we go, here.
What's that, sticker? What's that?
Got a, gotta read this.
Don't read it.
How to apply,
the little instructions. Manual. Instructions on how to, on where to send it in Japan. If it breaks. Fuck that. Right,
you
so.
Send it to me, bitch.
Ooh. Instantly feels very nice. We got some protective. Oh, it's got batteries in there. Look at the little lights. Well,
it's already on.
We'll reveal that later. It's looking for its Wii U. It's looking for its home.
Wii U.
Here's a charge cable. What do we got here? Yep,
just standard
charge.
Micro USB.
USB to micro USB goes into the controller. And then we're empty. We got an empty box there. So. We'll need to keep the SKU for my Nintendo points.
Onto the meat of the street.
Onto the meat. Ooh, it's got a nice little bag type feature here. So we're pulling it off.
Oh!
Look at that shiny.
There is nothing better than a new
piece.
Controller. How's it feel?
Buttons feel really nice.
Squeeze it. Give it a squeeze.
Charges just like the PS3 controller. Looks just like the 360 controller.
How light?
It's very light. You got a charger there. And you can, ooh, little little sync button here.
They have the regular Philips.
Yep, regular Philips, so I can open that bitch up.
Doug, look at that. Yeah, get a zoom
break
in.
Break your controller, fix it yourself.
Zoom in right down the hole there. It's a regular Philips.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if you can put batteries in this thing.
Nope.
I think it's charge and play only.
That's a nice feature.
So
PlayStation controllers like
it's
that.
Very, very light because there's no batteries in it, so that's nice. You're going to be playing like this and going back to your buttons.
Wait, there's no batteries?
Or
it's
close-up of all the buttons
charge
here.
Only. Charge
we
only.
We got a select, start,
like a
home,
ion.
Power.
So I've already got D-pad. Some, I've already got some...
How does this feel being backwards from the 360 controller
for
the past 7 years?
Generally, when you're playing double toggle, you don't... I don't know. It feels a little awkward right away, going back down.
You mean the analog controller being above?
Yeah, because on Xbox the analog's right here, and then the buttons are moved up. I'm a little concerned about the A B being backwards, just for like for sake of explaining games. Remember, like if you're
press
hit,
X
hit,
to talk.
Hit, yeah, hit B and you're like, it'll say on the screen hit X, so you'll immediately hit. What would X be on Xbox? This?
No, mm-hmm. X would be
no,
Y.
No, where? Yeah.
Y, and then Y's up top. Oh yeah, X Y A B, right? So yeah, it's a little bit awkward, but, I mean, you'll have to get used to it.
Just searching for its Wii U.
The triggers look kind of shallow.
Yeah, I'm going to stop the video.
Shallow?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. We've
done
it. 6 minutes.
Yeah, you can stop the video. Shallow. How do you mean shallow?
They don't look as, like...
There's no pressure sensitive. It's just click, 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 click.
Doug, that's all it is, eh?
You want the next one? So, one thing I asked you was, these are digital buttons, right? They're binary.
That's what you were saying, right?
Like yeah.
So that's why they're so shallow, they're just, this is what it does.
Yeah, like on an Xbox One,
it
I don't know how many...
It's a trigger.
Yeah, but I don't know how many games use the analog effect of the trigger, except for driving games. Like,
yeah, the fact that you can pull it down halfway and...
It's 50%, and then you go all the way, it's 100%. But I don't know how many games use that. I think as soon as you start touching it, something happens, and then if you click down, it's just, you just get the feeling.
Is that just for the triggers, or like...
How do you mean?
Well, you know, like in like Splinter Cell or something like that, or any other.
The
game,
bumper
like
is
you can just kind of slowly move forward.
These are all analog. These are all analog.
Okay.
Yeah, the toggles.
Yeah, they better be.
But the trigger. Oh yeah, just, you tap it a little bit and it goes all the way up. So I'm pretty sure the only systems that had analog triggers were GameCube and Xbox 360, but I can't remember any games other than driving games that used, like, where you'd let go a little bit and the car would slow down.
But it does make sense, though, for driving games, and driving games are popular. Think of Mario Kart. It's going to be a new Mario Kart.
Can you use a...
Yeah, Mario... I'm not looking for simulation racing in a Mario.
May I?
I've,
yeah, sure.
Oh, you want? You go ahead.
Well, I've got one thing to say. Moving on from the dual analog shocks, like whenever I play a Mario game, I like to kind of hold down the run button, which I assume would be Y, and let's say B is jump. You hold down the Y while you're controlling Mario with the analog stick, and then press B to jump. If you need to press a trigger or something, it kind of feels like these four buttons are farther away than I'd like them to be. I'm sure it's going
to
be fine.
If you need to be using the trigger and the buttons?
Well, I'm just saying, like, when you play a Mario, you know how you're constantly holding down the run button, right? Like, you press that to kind of give you a boost, and then you would tap the button underneath that to jump?
Mm-hmm.
It just feels kind of weird if they have to integrate, like, the right bumper into that.
They won't.
It's kind of far away. I don't know.
Can I hold it?
Yeah, but you're... The thing is like, it's exactly the same if you're playing an Xbox game, the bumper is as far away from the toggle, not the buttons. I don't know.
Yeah.
Every time you get a new controller, it's not the Wii Remote, which is...
Great.
I hated the Wii Remote.
It looks nice.
It's nice and shiny. I can't believe how light it is, and you're gonna... I think you'll be surprised at that as well.
You know what? It feels really nice.
Look out.
Look out.
He's completely turned around.
Imagine playing, like, close your eyes, imagine playing Battlefield.
Or Call of Duty Black Ops, which is available this Sunday.
This is weird, but I think it's, like, a thing that you would just get used to. And it's, like, but it feels good. It's really balanced, you know? It's got a good weight.
It's really light.
I like that click. But I feel like...
On a PlayStation controller, the toggles are parallel like that as well.
What do you mean?
Like the both
oh, yeah, the
both
amp,
both toggles are like parallel. So
I hate that controller so much.
Feels nice.
Yeah, it does.
Feels like a gaming controller. Not a Wii Remote.
Can me?
Which I'm happy about.
Oh wow, that does actually feel really nice.
I'd like you all to buy one of those at least. You don't have to buy a Nintendo, but please buy one controller so we can play Smash Brothers together.
Is that like a launch game? Will that be out?
It'll be out before Christmas of next year.
Playing the standard D-pad Mario, this kind of feels weird.
You think the D-pad and the buttons are close together?
Yeah. This feels like... It feels like the 360 controller without the...
Without the battery
pack. The battery pack, like the wired ones.
Yeah.
Which I fucking love. This actually feels even better. Actually, like, my hand is in there.
Wow.
Oh. Oh. We.
All right, well, thanks for listening, guys. That's the unboxing of the Wii U Pro Controller.
Do a barrel roll!